Got a great, great day coming up, and it's been very, very interesting all morning long. You can't make this up. So I had the pleasure of meeting former Congressman David Bratt, former congressman for Virginia's 7th Congressional District, currently Dean of the Liberty University School of Business, kind enough to jump into the studio this morning, this early in the morning. Congressman, great to meet you, man. David, how you doing, my friend?
Doing great, Joe. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's nice. It is beautiful down here, brother.
Yeah, beautiful. Huh? Yeah, pollen's out.
Yeah, so I can feel it all in here.
I
jumped out of the air. I said, wait, I can't breathe. What happened? Worse down here in Virginia than it would be back in Jersey.
Yeah, it just popped. Oh, yeah. Just popped open.
Oh, my Lord. That's right. Why I went to the doctor. Nothing. Nothing. I'm taking Balance of Nature. You know Balance of Nature? I'll get you some before you go.
I need it.
I can take care of you, man. Hey, Congressman, you know a thing or two about political upsets, you know? And tell us about your political career, because I always like to stay positive, you know? But you really, man, you came out of the box and just created such a political storm. Tell us what happened, where you are, and your mindset on where we're going on the political scene today in Washington.
Yeah, well, I came in 4 years ago. I was chairman of Economics and Business Department, taught ethics, went to seminary way back when, Princeton Seminary, did a PhD in economics.
You went to seminary?
Yeah, Princeton Seminary.
God bless you, son. You went to Princeton? I know all this.
Frozen chosen.
So you were in Princeton. It was a great school. God bless you. Loved it.
Yeah. And so my whole life was putting economics and ethics together, very policy oriented.
Yeah.
And so I ran against, you know, Eric Cantor way back 5 years ago now.
Monumental.
Big, had big win, but it was just all on principle. I ran on the Republican creed. I said, there's nothing wrong with the creed. The problem is no one's doing it up there.
Yeah.
And so you see the same thing kind of now. We had a 2-year crack to repeal Obamacare, to improve the budget position, to shut down the border, and we still haven't gotten that done. President Trump's still all over it. I mean, he's going at it every day, but he's not getting any help. And the American people have to make up their mind. And so the left is running. They're great at politics, right? They're good at the money and the power and all that. And they, they're good at the divisions, you know, race and sex. And they'll divide the country up without batting an eye.
Please.
And so I had a rough election along those lines.
Yeah.
No policy. Policy is irrelevant now.
Yeah, it's true.
It's just the Dems kind of take you out, and that's the way it is right now.
And
it's
you
a
said
sad state.
We were chatting. What have they accomplished already?
100 days today, 100 days owning the House of Representatives, and no legislation through. No proposed legislation you've even heard of.
Well, Bill Barr's a bad guy, apparently.
Yeah, no, that's all.
Well,
it is,
the Mueller probe doesn't count. I mean, and Donald Trump, of course, is the whatever.
Yeah.
They won't stop with that.
And that's their energy. They're just running. It's negative.
Yeah.
And it unfortunately comes in education. Right now I'm the dean of the business school at Liberty. Couldn't be happier here.
Yeah.
But you go across the country, K-12 or higher education, the left has been deconstructing religion, right? The Judeo-Christian tradition, you can barely bring it up. The rule of law, it's not out of bounds for the left to call the cops, right? Our heroes on the street,
right.
Disrespecting them.
Right.
They've deconstructed free markets. Business is now considered bad on the left. And that's the fight. But I don't think the average American voter gets it yet. They do not get what the left is really up to.
Yeah.
And so it's our job to get this culture turned around here at Liberty.
You know, to your point, Congressman, up in my neck of the woods in Jersey and in New York, when you see I've always been so pro-Israel, and we appreciate our only true friend in the Middle East. And I'm not objective here because I was brought up with Jewish kids, and I have a complete allegiance to the heritage. I never, this anti-Semitic rise. It's you know why I get worried? Because we're next. Yep. We're next. They'll go after our Jewish community first.
Yep.
It's 1936 Germany. Ilhan Omar on the cover of Newsweek magazine. Should we be frightened about this?
Yeah, sure. And that's what I just got done saying. It's just systematically, right? The Judeo-Christian tradition is Western civ, right?
Yeah.
I mean, basically, we combine the Greeks, right?
Yeah.
You put Plato and Aristotle together with the Christian religion and the Jewish religion. And the left is on full-scale attack there because they know that is the power. Every great thinker's always stayed within the lanes until about the 1960s. And now it's open season on everything that made us great. And so our Jewish brothers and sisters are under attack.
Yeah.
We need to come to their defense, like you said, because Christians are clearly next, right? I mean, you see on the campuses, there's no freedom of speech. There's no freedom of religion. These are First Amendment things. And unfortunately, the kids don't have an appreciation of these first principles.
And I wish you, and I say to you, listening, and not to get into it too much into the weeds, but you know my faith is strong, so forgive me.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like the genocide of Christians around the world,
yep.
You never hear about
it.
They are slaughtered. Christians are slaughtered.
Yep.
You never hear word one in the mainstream media.
Yeah. Well, and that, I think you just put your finger on kind of the issue. No matter what issue we're talking about, the key phrase you just said, you never heard about it. And why is that? Because the mainstream media is just monolithic. The left owns all of it, with the exception of talk radio, you know, Fox News. There's some conservative outlets. But that's the challenge. We have a lot. If you bring up the debt, right, the debt's $21 trillion. Yeah, you never hear about it.
Yeah.
You never hear about the debt or deficit. When we did the tax cuts, they got on our case. But the budget, the Dems blew up, right? The tax cuts, I think, were $150 billion a year.
Yeah.
The Democrats did $400 billion in increased spending. Yeah. Not a word.
I'm glad you said that, too, because I was listening to radio, some New York radio, the other stations this morning, talking about, oh, I didn't get enough in my refund. It's because your paycheck is bigger.
Right.
It's like, look, excuse me, the paycheck is bigger. It's what the president created. That was the whole tax cut theory. It's ridiculous. Hey, but let me go back to something that you said, Congressman, if I may, is about when, and again, they're going to get on me and my buddies, my Democratic buddies are going to get on me, my liberal buddies in New York, and I love you, and I love you. I don't hate anybody. Put aside the divide. We're all in this together, brother, you know. But when President Trump comes in, and those of us who voted for the president, and we went, oh, this is going to be great. And I love, and guilty as charged, I love the drama, entertainment value of it all, because it irritated everybody that President Donald Trump is the president of the United States. I just loved it.
Yep.
But then he comes in, like, and not to be too dramatic, but in a way, he was like a knight in shining armor for those of us who just can't stand the swamp that you experience firsthand. And then they go, okay, health care, immigration reform. The president goes, let's give it to me, Paul Ryan. Now, you made the point, and you're absolutely right. 2 years, the GOP, and I got no skin in the game on either party. I'm more independent libertarian at this point.
Yep.
2 years, the president's there. They handcuffed him.
Yeah.
They handcuffed him.
Yep.
And did the far right not want immigration? Did the far left not want health care? I'm confused. Nothing was done.
No, you nailed it when you said the swamp. What runs the swamp? And it's always money, right? It's always the almighty dollar.
Yeah.
And if you look at both those issues you just listed, the new trick up in the swamp, the new trick in town, and the way it works is Obamacare and immigration both have the exact same property. And Obamacare, business, that's who we lost. If business isn't voting for 4% economic growth and some, you know, investment policy that President Trump just put in place, then I don't know what's going on. And they're not.
Yeah.
They're scared of their shadow. They're scared of the left. And so, but we lost business because on Obamacare, who pays the tab? The taxpayer and the government. And business is off the hook. Same with immigration. On immigration, firms get lower wages, right? So their profits go up, and who's on the hook for all the costs? The taxpayer. If you got two kids in public education, it's $26,000 a year.
Yeah.
Just that one alone.
Yeah.
Who's paying the bill?
Yeah.
The taxpayer. They know it. And so we'll see. I think the president still has the path that he had last time through the Midwestern states.
Yeah.
And I don't think people are switching. I think they like what he's doing. And I think it's over 20 people now at the FBI, CIA, up in the swamp that have either left, been fired, et cetera. That's shocking.
Yeah.
And you'll never hear that on the nightly news either.
Yes, you're right. But the lobbyists, too, and being there, and we appreciate your time, Congressman, and I know we got a big morning ahead of us, but before you go, the healthcare lobby, the pharmaceutical lobby.
Yeah.
And listen, I come from what used to be the medicine chest of the world, New Jersey, USA.
Right.
And when all the medicine, all the pharmaceuticals were there, and I wish they would all come back. And everybody's leaving Jersey because of the ridiculous tax policies. But the lobbyists, when they go in, they're not healthcare companies; they're banks, and they're paying off all these. I think the other politicians. You were there. Do you know?
Yeah.
Can you tell us firsthand? Are they afraid to go against the immigration lobbyists and the healthcare lobbyists? That's the big problem in Washington. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, and you can tell how good a lobbyist is if you can't name the name. They're very good.
Wow.
Right. So you can't name the name on healthcare. You know, you ask the average person on the street. Hey, do you know who they are?
Yeah.
Nope, never heard of them.
Wow.
That's how good they are.
Wow.
So if you've never heard of, and the other thing people don't probably understand unless you've been there is even regular members of Congress are not in the middle of these decisions. A few key people respond to what I call the Excel spreadsheet in the sky, right? And so everybody's got their buddies up there. And the Republicans are more principled, right? I don't want to be taking down my own team, right? The Republicans are way better. The Democrats say yes to absolutely everything. Can we have this? Yes. Anyone walks in your office? Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
And that's why we're bankrupt.
Yeah.
And the Republicans have to fight in that sphere, and it's a tough fight.
Yeah, and Congressman David Bratt, former congressman, Now the dean of the Liberty University School of Business.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, there's politics or education. Quickly, your faith plays a role in how you go about business. It should anyway, should it not?
Oh, absolutely. And at Liberty, our key distinction in comparison with other schools, if you go to Harvard Business School, there's tons of books. They cannot identify what ethics is. They can't define what the good life is, right?
Wow.
And so they've been fighting that fight for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
All the major schools, Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Stanford, the left has a problem with ethics. They can't name a philosopher, a school of thought, religions, not even, they'll laugh you out of the room.
Yeah.
If you bring up religion. At Liberty, totally different. It's our distinction. We're proud of it. We teach the kids Bible in the freshman year, worldview courses.
Wait a minute now.
Theology courses, right? We'll test you, Joe. I'm going to give you a couple questions here. See how you're doing.
I stand at the ready,
sir. And if you can't, as a culture, define what is good, you're in trouble. And the ultimate irony is the left is winning the ethical argument. They're calling us, you know, all haters or whatever. And, we love them back. And that's how we operate.
Keep the fight. Yep, David Bratt, thank you, sir. You're the dean of Liberty University School of Business. Great to have you here, my friend.
Thank you, Joe.
God
Great
bless
show.
You, my friend. Hey, Susie Cerone's out there.